This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can join us here. Our toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
Of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything, but as usual, we bring stuff to the table you might find of interest. And you know, there are a number of people who would probably call themselves libertarians, maybe call themselves voluntarists, maybe even anarchists, who are going to vote for Donald Trump.
Seems to be what a lot of people are doing these days.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't blame somebody for not being excited by Gary Johnson. That is the Libertarian Party's presidential pick for this time around, as it was back in 2012. And I would say Johnson is even less impressive now than he was in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, the word lackluster comes to mind, but I don't even think that goes far enough.
He's just not a libertarian. And for people that don't know, a libertarian is somebody who rejects the use of force to achieve political or social goals. And that's a statement that someone has to sign when they join the Libertarian Party, which presumably Gary Johnson has done because he's joined the Libertarian Party. But he doesn't apply that principle in any way, shape, or form. He barely even uses the word libertarian in his campaign advertisements, for instance. And on his own campaign website, according to Darrell W. Perry, he basically says that he's not a principled person, that he judges the issues based on, you know, a cost-benefit analysis, I believe, is the terms that he uses.
And, you know, I saw a recent interview with him, and it seemed to me like he didn't really care about his own opinions either. You know, somebody asked about, you know, what would it be like if he was allowed into the debates? Like, how would that go? And he pretty much just said, like, well, people are going to like me just because they hate the other two. It doesn't even matter what I say. And, you know, okay, I guess there's a point to that. But, I mean,
it's a good thing for Gary Johnson.
If you're going to run your campaign on, well, these other two guys suck, vote for me because the other two guys suck, well, that's not good enough for someone like me.
I mean, he's barely even doing that. There was the interview that he had with, and I didn't mean for this to be a pile-on on Gary Johnson, but it's, you know, important to talk about him. We're going to talk about Trump. In an interview with CNN, he basically verbally filleted Hillary Clinton. Like, he couldn't find anything bad to say about her.
Wow.
Now, I get it. If you're in politics, there's a certain game where, you know, some people will hit below the belt, and if you don't ever hit below the belt, then you're seen as, you know, the good guy, the honorable, the nice guy. So I get that that's what he was trying to do there. But he did take a couple shots at Donald Trump. And so, like, if you're going to take a shot at Donald Trump, why not take a shot at Clinton? If indeed your role is to, you know, attract votes from both sides.
Yeah.
And there have been plenty of people who are Democrats who are talking about voting for Gary Johnson because he's not Hillary Clinton. And so that you're right, Cody, that is definitely his message. That's definitely how he's positioning himself, which doesn't really do libertarians any good. And it has left libertarians feeling like they need some sort of option, some sort of viable option, and Gary Johnson just doesn't seem to be that. Obviously, Jill Stein, who's the Green Party presidential candidate, is not going to attract libertarians. She's
I don't know much about her, but I think the last time she ran, she had something called like the Green New Deal or something, which was this massive amount of money to be spent by her, you know. Because that's just the way socialists think, right?
You know? The joke about the Greens is green on the outside, red on the inside.
Right? Yeah,
suggestion there being that they're communists. And, you know, hey, if you want to be on a commune, that's your business. Just don't force me to be on it. That's all. And so there's not really any candidate in the race who is taking a true, principled libertarian perspective. And, by the way, nor has there been since arguably the year 2004. So it's been more than a decade since the Libertarian Party has actually fielded a mostly libertarian, mostly principled
candidate.
It's
been a while. I'm starting to think the most legitimate candidate running right now is probably Vermin Supreme.
Well, but he's not. I mean, you could write him in, but he's not going to appear on anyone's ballot, unfortunately.
It's too bad.
So he ran in the primary, and he lost in the primary, as he expected to.
Did he run as a Democrat?
This time around, this yes. Time. Last time, Democrat. I think prior to that, I believe he ran as a Republican. So
he could have beat Hillary Clinton. You know, if they didn't rig the votes, which I'm sure they did.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the biggest shocker to me is just, like, I've never met anybody who really liked Hillary Clinton. Like, at least people like Donald Trump for whatever reason, but I've never met anybody who likes Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, not even
I
Bill,
would
right?
love to know where those people are. Yeah, seriously.
So, anyway, now you've got Donald Trump, who is sort of becoming the go-to candidate for some people who consider themselves libertarians. I mean, LouRockwell.com, which is one of the most popular, arguably the most popular libertarian website out there, has been pimping Trump now for several months, basically. And their argument
wow.
is that Trump is essentially the less war candidate than Hillary Clinton.
That's like, all they've got?
That's basically all they've got. I mean, they're also going to say that he's, you know, likely more fiscally conservative than Hillary Clinton.
But hasn't he talked about, like, continuing the war?
Well, of
I
course.
I mean, I haven't been deeply following this election because...
And he's also talked about how he is pro-military and pro-police and wants to make
well,
the military bigger.
That's what I had thought. I mean...
So, but nonetheless, you know, the case that Lou Rockwell, I think, made was on its face a persuasive sounding case, like comparing Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump and the things that they've said, at the very least. Because, again, you can't, at the very least, Hillary Clinton is the devil you know. You know she's going to go for more war. Donald Trump is still kind of an unknown quantity to some extent. And so based on
yeah.
that and based on the lackluster libertarian candidate, that's why I think a lot of people are going for Trump this time around. But there are a lot of disturbing things about Donald Trump. And one of them is this week he called for the controversial stop and frisk policing practice to be instituted nationwide. He says as a means of combating violent crime in America's inner cities. In an interview on Fox News scheduled to air Wednesday night, Trump was asked by an audience member what he would do to address violence in the black community and black-on-black crime. Trump responded by proposing that stop-and-frisk policing, in which an officer is empowered to stop an individual and frisk them for weapons or any other illegal contraband, would be adopted nationwide. He said, quote, "I would do stop-and-frisk. I think you have to. We did it in New York. It worked incredibly well, and you have to be proactive. And, you know, you really help people sort of change their mind automatically. You understand, you have, in my opinion, I see what's going on here. I see what's going on in Chicago, and I think stop and frisk. In New York City, it was so incredible the way it worked. Now, we had a very good mayor, but New York City was incredible the way that worked. So I think that could be one step you could do."
How is that incredible for that to exist in New York?
Well, he's saying it was incredible the way that it worked. He's suggesting
okay.
that stop and frisk was a successful program in that.
Do we know that? I mean, I don't know the
well,
statistics.
The last
has crime
I heard,
gone down?
I don't have that handy.
I don't know either.
But the last I had heard, they were doing like 200,000 stop and frisks in a year. And I think it was just New York City. And of course they're targeting urban neighborhoods as well, right? Like they're not stopping and frisking.
Well, you said in the article it was about, you know, inner city crime. What is that code for? I mean,
they're talking about black people. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, like I've been in Manhattan and they're not going to be stopping and frisking the businessmen walking down Wall Street or the Jewish guys who are selling diamonds down there. They're just not doing that.
Right. There's an amount of profiling going on.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're
not profiling.
If you're wearing a hoodie and you look a little bit shady, it doesn't matter if you're actually, you know, carrying a pocket full of Skittles. You're probably a danger to society and everybody around you.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Joe in Lakeside, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Yes, I about had a heart attack. Almost had to call 911 when I heard public radio actually talking about the Libertarian Party making a change in America. I cannot believe that here in California they talk about the Libertarian Party. They even used one of Daryl's quotes about the time where he talked about you have to have a license for everything, a dog license.
Well, I want to know more about what you're saying here, Joe. Stand by. We'll bring you back here in moments where you saw the coverage of the Libertarian Party, because I don't really see the Libertarian Party changing much at all in America. And, you know, I like them. They are the best political option out there. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveatpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveatpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Though right now we are talking about stop and frisk. Donald Trump saying that the entire country should adopt this procedure, which apparently has actually been prohibited now in New York City for many years. It rained quite frequent in New York. In fact, it peaked, as of it appears to have peaked in 2011, where New Yorkers were stopped by the police 685,724 times.
Wow.
In that one-year time frame. And then of that, 88% of them were totally innocent, 605,000. In 2012, 532,000 times, 2013, 191,000, and then in 2014, it drops off to 45,000 some. So they stopped doing it officially, as I understand it, as a program.
So this is what I'm wondering. So what is Donald Trump hoping that is found when the frisking is being done?
Well, drugs and guns, because what else are you going to find?
I was under the belief that he was pro-guns, right? So,
is he? I mean, are you? What would make you think
so
that?
This is what people have told me is that I'm going to vote for Trump because I believe he will keep the Second Amendment in place or whatever they're saying, right? But you know, so if he wants to have stop and frisk, and this is something about crime in urban neighborhoods or whatever, well, what are they looking for? They're probably looking for guns, because if it's a drug issue, he would have talked about drugs, you know.
That's a lot of what they find when it comes to stop and frisk. They find guns and they find drugs.
But it seemed to me that the purpose of him calling for it nationally was more about crime, right? Like violent crime.
Well, that's the thing. Politicians consider drugs to be a crime, right? You and I don't, because to us they're just chemicals that alter your state of consciousness. But to the people in government, they are a thing to be prohibited and to put people in prison cells. We'll get back into this here. You've got your thoughts. We're going to go to you and your calls at 855-453. Because actually, apparently, according to the New York City Mayor, Bill de Blasio, he actually told Trump to not embrace stop and frisk after Trump came out with all this talk about stop and frisk and how he wanted to see it nationwide. The current mayor of the city said that it was actually stop and frisk didn't actually help stop crime. It was crime dropped apparently after they stopped doing stop and frisk. We'll talk more about that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Joe. He's in Lakeside, California. You were excited to see some sort of coverage of the Libertarian Party, Joe, out there. Was it out there in California where you saw that?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm in a little town, probably 20 minutes outside San Diego. And so the station was a public service station here in San Diego that was talking about the Libertarian Party and about how the Free State Project was a success on getting 20,000 signatures. That many have not moved yet, but at least they're talking about it. And for it to be on the radio, it really shocked me. And then they went in to talk about the momentum they had at the convention there in Florida and about John McElvey, about how he tried to put his money to show people that we're being enslaved by the government and nobody seems to care. They used that one clip, you know, where he was really excited about, he didn't really care about winning. He just wanted people to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used a clip about Daryl talking about needing a license for everything. And I was really excited that they even talked for 30 minutes about the Libertarian and the Free State Project. I was really shocked.
Well, I mean, it is. Times, they are changing. I mean, more people now are, I think, turned on to the Libertarian message of peace and, you know, nonviolence, not using aggression against our neighbors. It's a natural message that people can resonate with when they understand it, when it's communicated effectively to people. And, you know, despite the fact that Gary Johnson's out there botching it up left and right, there are still media who are paying closer attention to the Libertarians this year, I would say, than ever before. And there's still some value in that. Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Is there some kind of value to like really, really basic people who don't know politics whatsoever being introduced to libertarianism through Gary Johnson? Because I have seen that with some of my Facebook friends who I didn't even consider political whatsoever, who are into Gary Johnson, and it makes me feel kind of split because, you know, in this community, If I look at another libertarian who was like, you know, who's been around for a while, been with the message for a while, especially if they're an anarchist, if they are on board with Gary Johnson, then I'm going to be kind of like tisk tisk, you know. But when it comes to like regular people who don't really pay attention to politics or vote or, you know, watch the news or even identify as anything, for them to like start posting Gary Johnson stuff on Facebook, I almost want to be like, well, you know, you got to start somewhere.
I agree. You do have to start somewhere. I would never shame somebody for supporting Gary Johnson. I mean, he's the lesser of the evils for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether I'll even vote for president at this point because I don't know if I can bring myself personally to vote for Gary Johnson. But I wouldn't say that that anyone else should be looked down upon or askance because they are voting for Gary Johnson. I mean, if I'm not going to endorse the guy, but, you know, if I had to choose, he'd be the one that I...
If there's a most libertarian option, then, you know, that's what you go with, but...
So let's continue with your calls here. We can also talk more about Stop and Frisk coming up. You can join us as well at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to John listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
You know, the Stop and Frisk is a tough subject because... You know, how do you balance, I think, what's a common sense approach to dealing with high crime areas? And let's be honest, it sounds bad and it sounds like profiling. Like you said, inner city communities, that is code word for mostly minority areas. But the reality is, let's be honest, that's where most of what you would say are the violent crimes take place. That is where
doesn't matter.
Of those
It doesn't matter.
Well, hold on. I know. Let me make my understand what you're saying. I know. You're preaching to the choir in a lot of ways. But the point I'm trying to make, though, is that even though it doesn't matter, that doesn't mean there are certain people, even in those neighborhoods, that do say, well, we do prefer stop and frisk because of the fact that it does bring crime down. Now, in the 1990s, you guys probably know this, the crash unit in Los Angeles, I believe it was Compton and South Central Los Angeles, those neighborhoods, it is a fact, if you look at the statistics, that it was very effective at reducing the amount of gang activity that did occur in those communities, including drive-by shootings. And one of the cases that occurred that really got a lot of sympathy from those communities behind it was the killing of a little girl, and that made national news, and it definitely brought a spotlight to it. And unfortunately, the problem with what happened there was that there was no oversight of the crash unit itself, which started becoming like criminals in a sense.
I've kind of got a different solution to ending gang activity.
Well, one thing you don't do is violate people's rights, and that's what Stop and Frisk does. And, you know, even if you can correlate it to a drop in crime, and I don't know if you can, it still isn't worth losing your freedoms. Hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll and join us here on the radio waves. The live Saturday edition continues. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, I want to let you know how to save big time over at Amazon. If you bought at Amazon before, you probably know they've got a great selection and, you know, great shipping deals and it's a great place to shop. I've shopped for years at Amazon, but now I don't ever buy anything, hardly ever, direct from Amazon. For the last 2 years, almost 2 years of my life, I've been buying through SaveItPurse.com. And that allows me to save 10, 15, 20%, maybe even more, easily on pretty much anything that I want to purchase from Amazon. And I have. I've done it more than 60 times in the last 2 years, and have saved probably, I think, $1,300 or $1,600 or something like that. It's well over $1,000 that I've saved that I otherwise would have paid. That would be money that I otherwise would have sent to Amazon, but because I have some Bitcoin that I'm willing to spend, then I can save big time. And that's what SaveItPurse.com allows you to do. It allows you to turn your Bitcoin into tremendous discounts on the things that you're going to buy anyway at Amazon. So try it out for yourself at SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. What's that, you say? You don't have any Bitcoin yet? Well, I would recommend you check out Bitcoin.com to learn more about the amazing cryptocurrency that is taking the world by storm and is the key to these tremendous savings that we're talking about here. So once again, SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com, as we go back to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about stop and frisk. Now, John in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva, you made it sound like you believe that stop and frisk actually works. And I would say that that is, there's a lot of questions about that. I would say the data doesn't necessarily make that clear. But nonetheless, continue with your thoughts.
Well, I do think the data shows that it's not that I'm championing, you know, that I'm cheerleading for stop and frisk. I'm saying, though, that if you were to, you guys are libertarians. I mean, if you were to take a vote in those areas and ask citizens, do you feel that it made the neighborhood safer? I think most people.
So you think that people are going to be calling for stop and frisk, like they're going to like cheer it on.
Well, look. I think we need to use a cut. How you do this is very difficult because there's no doubt that in areas where there's more crime, there's more murders, there's more drug activity. You're going to have a bigger police presence. Now, how you find suspects?
Okay, so I had a question for you. I'd like to back up just a second here. You're talking about the violence, drug activity, all of this stuff. My question to you is, how do you believe that these gangs have their income? You know, where do you believe that's coming from? And don't you think that maybe a separate, even more libertarian solution that would be much better than stop and frisk would just be to legalize drugs and all weapons, make all guns easily available, all the drugs, whatever you want, heroin and vending machines, I don't care. Just make it readily available because this is becoming less of a question now. But all I'm saying is, gangs thrive on the black market.
Right.
If there are things that are made illegal, there will still always be a need for it. You know, it's supply and demand. If there's demand, somebody's going to supply it. It doesn't matter if it's going to come from the regular market, the gray market, black market. It's always going to be there.
You're saying legalize it.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Look,
Okay.
But that doesn't solve the problem right now. You know, that doesn't
solve
the problem.
Also, your feelings don't solve the problem.
You had 2,000 murders. Look, the legalization is definitely, that's the bigger solution. However, during the height of gang activity in the United States, which was the late 1980s, you had 2,000 people being murdered per year.
Okay.
That didn't solve that problem at that time. Yeah, I agree. That if you did go through legalization, yes, that would definitely cut out the income, that would cut out the random violence, but unfortunately, that didn't solve the problem then. Now, definitely push for that.
Wait, what didn't solve the problem?
Right now.
Have we ever had a situation where everything has been legalized?
Not in our lifetimes.
There's always been something that the gangs can run with.
Not in our lifetimes. Look, John, I mean, the numbers just don't back you up here. If you look at the data from the FBI, according to the Washington Post in an article that came out this week in response to Donald Trump, you've got murders, violent crimes. Those were already going down by the time stop and frisk was implemented. So even though it appears that there's
a correlation. Why were they going down?
Well, there's a variety of reasons for that, but my point is it's not stop and frisk that created that downward trend.
Because the trend started beforehand, that's what you're saying, right?
And also, John, what's important to look at here is what you said before was if you polled the people in the neighborhood and you asked them, do you feel safer after stop and frisk, you said you believed that they would say they felt safer. Obviously, there was a large pushback against this. That's why the New York Police Department actually ended it. Plus, it was also ruled unconstitutional the way they were inflicting it on people. But beyond that, it doesn't matter how it is people feel about something. What matters is your rights and whether or not they're being violated. Because you can talk to plenty of people who feel like the TSA are providing some sort of valuable service that, there they are doing their searches, so I feel safer on the airlines, even though the statistics show, when you actually look at the numbers provided by the TSA's own red team that tests their self-testing team. They go through and they try to sneak bomb parts and guns and things like that through their own checkpoints. Their own numbers are absolutely dismal, like failing to detect 60 to 90 to 100% of the various different test items that have gone through their checkpoints. These are numbers that have leaked out from the TSA. But it doesn't matter what the statistics are when it comes to how people feel. They see people in uniforms searching through bags and searching people, so they feel safer as a result of that. They feel like, hey, I don't mind giving up my rights if it means I feel safer. Well, and that's a very dangerous viewpoint.
Yeah, like, how about this? Like, I don't care if somebody else wants to feel safer. You know what I want? The ability to be in a place of mind where I know a man in a uniform isn't going to come up and start touching me just because I look a little bit dangerous.
It's for your own safety, son. Thanks, John, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Richard. He's in North Carolina listening to WSIC in Statesville. Hey, Richard.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
you know, I'm in favor of stop and frisk.
Oh, now, that's sad.
I want to talk real briefly about...
So you must be against the right to privacy, huh?
Yeah.
And yeah. How would you feel if you were molested against your will?
Well, wait a minute.
He's for it.
I want to tell you that in my neighborhood, it was about maybe 20, 25 houses, you know, homes. That was my neighborhood. And the other neighborhoods that I've gone through in the inner city, you know, there's like maybe two apartment buildings. So it might be like 200 people in one in two apartment buildings. And that's the neighborhood.
200?
Neighborhoods are small, but let me get to my main point. My main point is this. You know, neighborhoods are small. But I know where 5,000 criminals are.
5,000?
Where they are. You know where they are?
In government?
They are.
I want to hear what he has to say, please. Right. What now?
You remember they had hearings, and the 5,000 people will Fargo. I don't know any neighborhood that has 5,000 criminals. Now, the last thing I want to say is this.
Where did you say the criminals were? I couldn't make you out.
It seemed like he was saying they were all in a building somewhere.
It's been on the news that Wells Fargo has 5,000 employees who have broken the law, and one congressman.
We're talking about real crimes here, dude. We're talking about violent crimes, not some, somebody opening a bank account they weren't supposed to open or whatever. Thanks for the call tonight, Richard. I appreciate it. You know what? Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, there's some sort of scandal with Wells Fargo. Honestly, I haven't looked deeply into it. What do you know? The banks, they're corrupt. Hey, surprise.
Surprise, yeah.
But the banks aren't shooting people.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio. It's Ian
and Cody.
And you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the website, including archives that go back for years, like a decade's worth of archives. You can go and download as many shows as you want to, all completely free at freetalklive.com. But if you want to support the show, there are ways to do that, and we'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. But meanwhile, enjoy all the free stuff at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been talking with folks about stop and frisk. And this is a policy that Donald Trump has brought to the forefront of discussion with some comments that he made this week, saying he wants stop and frisk to happen on a nationwide basis, claiming that it was successful in New York City, despite the fact that the evidence just doesn't show that. Now, what we've heard from some of our callers so far tonight who have thus far supported stop and frisk is that, oh, well, I would feel safer if I knew the police were out stopping people and violating their rights.
Well, you know, as long as everybody feels good, that's all that matters.
Well, see, I think that what matters is your individual rights, and it doesn't matter how people feel about a government program. If it's violating your individual rights or anyone's individual rights, then that's a problem, and it's not okay. And I like your solution, Cody, where you talk about, okay, well, let's try legalizing drugs, all of them, not just cannabis, but let's legalize them across the board, end the war on drugs, end other prohibitions, including prohibitions on gambling, guns, prostitution, anything that's prohibited but peaceful, any activity between human beings that is consensual between two or more human beings should be allowed. And that would take all of the criminal activity out of the hands of the gangs. It would basically eviscerate gangs in the United States.
I mean, what would Harlem or Compton look like if you could buy your heroin at CVS?
It's an excellent question, and I hope that we live long enough to see that day. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Andy. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on your phone line tonight.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, Andy.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about Gary Johnson being a big disappointment, and I totally agree. I was at the Libertarian National Convention. There was opposition to Johnson, and there was vehement opposition to William Weld. And
that is the vice presidential candidate that the Libertarians chose. Also, like Gary Johnson, a former Republican governor.
He might actually be worse.
Yeah, he's terrible.
His record is more blatantly. I've been a Gary Johnson skeptic since day one, honestly. But Weld, his record is blatantly worse than Johnson's. And Johnson actually referred to Weld as "quote unquote" the original libertarian.
It's ridiculous.
Which is
wow.
Laughable.
What a slap in the face of the whole idea.
Yes. Yeah. Now I voted for Daryl Perry for president. Unfortunately, he didn't get nominated, but I would have been happy with any of the other main candidates, John McAfee or the late Dr. Mark Feldman, or even, you know, Austin Peterson, who I have some differences with. I still think Peterson would have been better than Gary Johnson. But anyway, you were talking about alternatives to Gary Johnson. And, you know, I hate to say this, I've been a member of the Libertarian Party for 20 years, but I think it's actually not a good thing for libertarians to support Gary Johnson, because the more votes he gets, that's going to give ammunition to the people who supported him to nominate somebody like that in the future. And sure, we've got to stop nominating candidates like that. We've had Bob Barr, then Gary Johnson, now Gary Johnson again. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's bad.
I came in back during the Harry Brown days.
Me too.
And then we had Michael Badnarik, was pretty good. And it's been downhill since then. We got to start nominating real libertarians again.
It sure has. But part of the problem is, Andy, I mean, I agree completely with, you know, everything that you've said here. Part of the problem is that, you know, the Libertarian Party is a public organization, and when you have a public organization, that allows anybody in who apparently will just sign some statement even though they don't believe in it. These people who came and voted for Gary Johnson at the Libertarian Convention, the people who voted for Bill Weld, they came in that day, as you probably know, they basically, a bunch of Republicans came in, infiltrated the party, and voted their guys in as the presidential candidates. And that's what's been going on long term in the Libertarian Party over many years, but it happened in sort of a microcosm in one weekend at the Libertarian Party's convention, where they literally didn't even come for Friday or Saturday of the convention. They showed up in the convention hall on Sunday, stayed long enough to vote, and then they left. And so it was obviously a takeover.
That's true to an extent, but there were people within the Libertarian Party that were supporting Johnson Weld as well.
Sure.
But anyway, I wanted to move on to an alternative candidate. You know, you brought up you know, libertarians voting for Donald Trump or libertarians voting for Green Party candidate Jill Stein. I don't know if you've looked into Daryl Castle, the Constitution Party candidate, but he's actually more of a libertarian than Gary Johnson and Bill Weld
or anyone else. See the debate, and I hope that Gary Johnson agrees to the debate, because if he doesn't, there's no chance I'm ever going to vote for him. But I want to see Gary Johnson in a debate with Jill Stein and Daryl Castle from the Constitution Party, because I've heard the claim that Castle is actually more libertarian than Johnson, and I'd like to see them go, you know, head to head to see that.
But they
clearly
won't. They won't.
Well,
people want to call me cynical, but I'm being realistic here. And the reason why I need people to kind of be with me here on this Gary Johnson thing is, I don't want anybody to have faith in somebody who we know isn't going to win, who we know even if he did win, he's not principled. And we know even if he was principled, if he were to do principled things while president, bad things might happen to him by the people who really run the show.
Hey, Andy, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Right now, it's just a rumor that Johnson has said he wouldn't go into a third-party debate. I hope that's not true. I mean, at this point, that's really the only chance he's got for that kind of level of exposure, is to debate the third parties. And every year, C-SPAN does host a third-party debate, is my understanding, at least. Maybe it was C-SPAN or
Yeah.
I know there's another organization that's involved with it now.
I probably won't watch them. I think I've seen enough debates. I really have.
Well, a third-party debate's actually an interesting debate, usually, because you're hearing from people that you're not used to hearing from, and they should be putting forward perspectives that you're not going to hear on, like, Monday night when the big debate happens.
I thought it was Russia Today that put on one last time around.
I don't know. I know they did. I know Russia Today did a libertarian primary debate in which Gerald W. Perry, is one of our co-hosts, participated. They also did a Green Party primary debate as well. So they did host some early on debates this year. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Rob. He's in Chicago. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. Really happy to be on the show with you.
Thanks.
The point I was going to make is revisiting the stop and frisk. I think that liberty-minded individuals need to really focus on non-police-oriented strategies to combat crime. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share a couple of these kinds of policies that are being tested out in Chicago.
Okay, cool.
They're basically these early intervention policies where you identify there's a very small number of people who actually perpetrate a large number of the violent crimes in the city, and you identify people who are most at risk of being in this category. And then you send a social worker to their house, and that social worker is armed not with a gun, but with a whole host of jobs programs and other sorts of social services in an effort to sort of tell that person, hey, you're very likely to be dead in the next month or two, and we want to help you out.
So the idea is to get them working, keep them busy, that way...
So more of like an intervention.
Yeah, that way they won't have to resort to criminal behavior to make money, basically.
Exactly. And this stemmed out of an earlier program, which was similar, but instead of a social worker, who's still an agent of the government, it was actually a worker for a nonprofit. And what they did is they hired ex-felon who had spent a long time in jail for murder or attempted murder. And those people could speak directly to the lifestyle and to the experiences of, basically, you're talking about a teenage black male. And they could reach them on a personal level. They could say, I've been there, I picked up a gun, and I spent 20 years in prison because of it.
And you're saying this is working? You're saying this is something they're doing right now?
Yeah, so they're doing it right now. And in terms of the empirical evidence, there's some evidence that suggests that it works, but crime is really hard to determine a causal relationship.
Right.
And so, and it's a very new program as well. And so you're talking about, you know, you only have about 10 years of data to work with, and you have a very difficult empirical problem anyway. So I'm not going to say, you know, this is the magic bullet.
The magic bullet, in my opinion, is ending prohibition. I mean, that's the true magic bullet here. Thank you, Rob, for your call, and thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but of course, as was pointed out, nobody's actually proposing ending prohibition, including Gary Johnson. He's not talking about that. Hour 2 is coming up. Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.